The Christ mind never heals, never changes anything, but brings to light the presence of eternal life, eternal health, eternal perfection. The infinite presence of eternal life, truth, and love is the only substance. This infinite mind embodies all of its ideas, and this is the body of God. This is where you live and move and have your being. Each of us, as ideas in the Christ mind, unfolds his own universe. The storm on the lake, which frightened the disciples while the Master slept, was recognized by him immediately upon awakening as their individual universe. As he, quote, resolved things into thoughts, close quote, God's thoughts, he found no storm in his spiritual universe, which to him was the real. There being no spiritual storm, there could be no translation of it into the human sense of the universe. So the material storm which frightened the disciples was without origin or support in the mind of Jesus, and so it was resolved into nothingness. The water, the lake, did not disappear because it is a type of spiritual truth in the universe, a truth which is translated into human sense by water appearing usefully and beneficially. The Master saw and evidenced good in his spiritual universe by changing the water into wine, multiplying the loaves and fishes, healing the sick, and raising the dead. Because it was his spiritual universe, he was the absolute master of it. The word miracle, translated, means sign. And we see that these happenings, so miraculous to mortal sense, were signs or symbols of the presence of the Christ mind. When trees, shrubs, and flowers burst into blossom, that is the divine perfection appearing to human sense. In the practice of Christian Science, we are dispelling beliefs, not treating organs or a human person, not treating a condition of matter because there is no matter. In Unity of Good, Mrs. Eddy writes, quote, "The reality and individuality of man are good and God made, and they are here to be seen and demonstrated. It is only the evil belief that renders them obscure." Close quote. This being true, everything of man's being, his body, activity, intelligence, is real and is good. But this fact must be demonstrated. It must be evidenced. It is only the belief in evil, a belief in other gods, that obscures this demonstration. How zealous we should be to cease believing in that which not only obscures our real selfhood, but obscures good, even God. Jesus did not condemn the disciples when they saw the multitude as having no food. Unity of Good states, quote, "Jesus required neither cycles of time nor thought in order to mature fitness for perfection and its possibilities. He said that the kingdom of heaven is here and is included in mind. That while ye say, there are yet 4 months and then cometh the harvest, I say, look up, not down, for your fields are already white for the harvest. And gather the harvest by mental, not material processes. Close quote. Jesus did not condemn, but he recognized that his declaration of God's infinite presence had uncovered the belief of life and sensation in matter as unreal and not true. He separated malpractice from man and healed by knowing the one mind is the mind of man and the futility of false belief. He told the disciples to, quote, give them to eat, close quote, to reverse the denials of God, of his omnipotence and omnipresence, and to see the spiritual fact of abundance at hand. How similar to what our leader tells us. Quote, the earth, at God's command, brings forth food for man's use. Close quote. Jesus proved that mind is substance, law, action, power, and presence. That demand and supply cannot be separated. That desire is prayer. And that heaven is here and now. Jesus understood the principle which is governing all and producing all that man has need of. Mrs. Eddy was the revelator of this great truth of God's infinite presence for the salvation of the world. Yet, she had to make the rules operate in practice. She had to prove them. She had to transfer every belief in our thinking back to its source, infinite mind, God. Mrs. Eddy writes, quote, the universe, inclusive of man, is as eternal as God, who is its divine immortal principle. There is no such thing as mortality, nor are there properly any mortal beings, because being is immortal, like deity. Or rather, being and deity are inseparable. Close quote. How inspiring. There are no mortals. And being and deity are inseparable. Your being and my being are inseparable from deity and are immortal now. This is a spiritual fact and will never cease to be a fact. And it is the fact right here and now. Our work is to realize it, prove it, act it, and be it.